This is Passport to Texas. In sports, a ringer is not a good thing. However, in the Great Texas Birding Classic's Big Sit Tournament, it is.
You can have a team with all people who are beginning, and then they just need to make sure they have a ringer or two on their team who can ID the bird for them.
That's Parks and Wildlife's Nature Tourism Coordinator, Shelley Plant, who oversees the event. Our colleague, Bob Sweeney, who is an attorney, is also a Big Sit ringer.
You know, I've been fascinated with birds since childhood. And even in high school, I was out in the fields and woods with my binoculars and my book. I just think it's an exciting, dynamic part of the natural world and pretty easy if you're willing to put a little time in to develop a minimum level of knowledge.
Bob has done that and more and says he enjoys helping beginning birders gain knowledge and confidence.
I think any teacher has a great feeling when they feel like someone in the class gets it, someone snaps to it. You know, that eureka moment may come not during the big sit, but it may be something that was learned in the big sit that is then used in the backyard or used on a hike or communicated to another person who is wanting to start out. So maybe the light bulb, when it goes on, is the confidence to transmit that knowledge. I know what that is. I saw that in the Big Sit, and here's why I think it's that.
The Great Texas Birding Classic takes place April 15th through May 15th. Stay on top of the action at birdingclassic.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.